Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Tara Servatius and Vince Coakley live out here at GHS for the 11th annual Children's Hospital Radiothon, where we are asking you to make the donations that make the difference in children's lives.
We're asking you to call. Just pick up that phone, make the call, 877-719-5437. You can also text GHS to 51555. We're looking for our Miracle Makers. Can you just spare $15 a month, $50, 50 cents a day, actually, or make a one-time contribution of $180? It would make such a world of difference in the lives of these young lives that are here at GHS Children's Hospital, and we would absolutely appreciate your contribution as well.
It's amazing what this what they do in this place. It goes for so much stuff, everything from Camp Courage for kids with cancer to cancer research that is done out of here. And it goes for child life specialists that help children. They're not medical professionals. They help, you know, children to just feel better. You know, while they are here, they play games with them. They come in and raise their spirits. This hour, we're raising money for the Pediatric Medicine Center, and they're asking for money for sign-in iPads. It makes it easier for parents to sign in and allows them to include any symptoms their child is feeling. That way, they can log on directly with their doctors and their nurses when they're at home and stay in, you know, constant contact. And they, you know, this is just the kind of little bit of extra things that, you know, your money really does help to make a difference. And to donate, you can text GHS to 51555. That's 51555.
You know, it's kind of interesting what you're mentioning about these sign-in pads. Again, it's another one of those things that makes it convenient and user-friendly for the parents. Just imagine, you're a wife, you're a mother, you've got all of these responsibilities, and many of these parents, they've got jobs going on, and anything that's going to help advance the care for these children medically, and to be able to communicate, have that open line of communication going with the medical team, that's just absolutely vital. And to do that, just this extra, this is one of those extras again, that makes life a little bit easier for those parents. I'm sure that's greatly appreciated.
Yep, and this is stuff that insurance doesn't cover. And again, one of the reasons, one of the gaps that we help to fill here is that no child is turned away for inability to pay here, which is absolutely amazing. So, I mean, we help fill cover those gaps as well, and, you know, just kind of help make and keep this place running on a day-to-day basis. If you are driving and you can't write down the text number, you can always go to 1063WORD.com. That is our website, and we've got a link right up there on the front for folks to donate. Vince?
That's very easy to do. We try to make it convenient. We also want you to be safe. You know, we don't want you to risk your life.
Driving and texting.
Exactly.
And then we have to talk about you on the air.
We
don't want to do that.
Exactly. We don't want a news story down the road about you because, hey, I was making my contribution.
Like
I
you
wasn't
asked
paying
me.
Attention. Yeah.
Yes.
So, again, we'd love for you to become Miracle Makers. Partner with us. You know, I mentioned earlier, one of the things that I so value is the importance of community. Just volunteerism. This is one of those wonderful ways you can make a difference in the lives of not only the children, but the parents who, you know, through circumstances of life, find themselves here within the medical system and here probably for times that extended periods of time that they never imagined.
Nope. Absolutely. And that's how you can help out today. Again, 1063WORD.com. Click on the donation. We got a big donation button right there, and you can make your donation. Whatever you could do, whether it's $1,000, we've seen some people do that today, or $15, that makes a huge difference.
You know, we were talking about this technology with these iPads. 13 of these are $500 each. You know how technology works.
Yeah.
You know how costly it is. We want to purchase 13 of these iPads. They are $500 each. I'm going to go out on a limb, and I think there's a business owner right now listening to me. You're within the sound of my voice. You've got $500 you want to spend. You want to put to a good purpose. Would you make that call right now, 877-719-5437, and say, hey, I want to be one of these. I want to go beyond the Miracle Maker thing. I want to buy one of these iPads. Call us right now, and we would absolutely love for you to make that sort of contribution.
Amen to that, Vince. And you know, we're also want to be doing kind of some content here on what's going on in the world. This is from Ralph, and he makes a really great point. We're talking about Dianne Feinstein. She's got an actual Chinese spy working for her. Who's her chief of staff? Okay, Dianne Feinstein heads, depending on whether you know Democrats or Republicans are in power, she's the number one or number two ranking member of the Senate Intel Committee. So she's got a classified clearance. So does her chief of staff, who needs to have the same clearance she does so she can see all the stuff, right? So she's working. She's got a Chinese spy working for her. Her husband, coincidentally, goes from having a $500,000 investment in China through his firm where he partners with others to making $23 million investments all of a sudden after the Chinese spy shows up. She becomes a huge proponent of China, favoring most favored nation status. He's investing in steel and aluminum, Chinese steel and aluminum as our factories are closing. She's favoring most favored nation status for them, which has allowed them to get those jobs. And the whole time, the spy is there. So what does the FBI do? What do we launch a special prosecutor to go after her? No. They call her up and go, dude, you got a Chinese spy working for you. They could have done that with Trump. And yet, despite the fact that the FBI also warned her that the campaign donations she was taking via the Chinese, that's illegal, were trying to influence her, nobody investigates her, nobody does anything. Yet Trump, we have no crime, we have no evidence of collusion, we have none of that, and he's still under investigation. We have actual evidence of collusion. A person who has profited, her and her husband, tens of millions of dollars off partnerships with the Chinese. During a period, and this is what Ralph writes to me in a letter, and this is what's in an email, this is what's so outrageous. Tara, well, it's not like China's other senator, Red Mitch McConnell, was going to call her out or anything. And isn't it strange that Mitch McConnell, who is not an attractive man, God bless him, is married to a beautiful Chinese woman? Isn't that odd?
She just came out of nowhere,
and her family just happens to be in shipping and very, very wealthy. And then McConnell just happened to get very, very wealthy off Chinese shipping. It is so strange.
And passed that money on to them, too.
Yeah.
They made huge contributions.
Mitch flips his position on, guess what, most favored nation status for China. How does this switch? All coincidence, I'm sure. No need for a special prosecutor. All right, anyway, Ralph writes, and I have another article that says China was killing and imprisoning, yes, he has attached it here, CIA assets that were undercover in China during the whole time this guy is spying for China. So you've got her chief of staff is a Chinese spy. Her husband's getting rich off Chinese deals. And we have 20 CIA assets either killed or imprisoned during the time. Okay, I wonder how, Ralph writes, the Chinese were finding the CIA assets that were undercover in China. Could have anything to do with Dianne sitting at the head of the Senate Intel Committee with her Chinese spy chief of staff with all the clearances she has? Damn skippy it does. Where are the FBI investigators? Nowhere. They're too busy trying to frame Trump. What were the words? Insurance policy? Impeach? Yeah, while the actual spies go dancing right in front of their faces. I mean, this is why we cut these one-sided trade deals that benefit China and not America. Anyway, he said, I think we just found who was compromising them. This is the kind of trail that the FBI needs to be following, Vince, but it is utterly uninterested in.
You know, and mainstream news media.
It's no interest either. It's sick what we're watching. But I said to my husband over the weekend, we finally have an answer of, when you look at the one-sided NAFTA deal, when you look at how, you know, why are we cutting deals that seem to benefit China and don't help us? Well, you know, why would our elected officials do a thing like that? Why would they sell out middle America like they have? Here you go. They were pocketing the cash. just pocketing the cash, you know, cash all over the place.
We're in the wrong field, Tara.
We are. We have done this wrong. We're just doing the wrong way. Listen, you don't seem to be able to get rich off Russian spies, I've noticed. There's like no money. They don't pay the money. You know what I mean? No, they don't. We need some Chinese spies. See what I'm saying? Nobody even cares if you have one of those. I want a pet Chinese spy.
I don't know. Maybe Mitch can help us out.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe he has some connections.
Yeah, if you have a beautiful Chinese woman half your age suddenly hitting on you, you will know something is very wrong.
You mean, wait a second, Tara. Are you suggesting that she doesn't find him attractive?
Have you seen Mitch McConnell lately, Vince?
I couldn't
resist.
What's
stealing reality here?
Oh, well, I think that's a very terrible indictment for you to make of me on this program, Tara. I want to hear an apology. I think that's very mean of you, mean-spirited.
Just because, no. Let's go down. Okay, Mitch McConnell's family, multi-million-dollar deals. John Kerry, and Joe Biden go to China. They come back. Their sons get to partner in a billion-dollar deal with where? China. When Kerry is Secretary of State, no one thinks anything of this. Yet Trump allegedly colluded with Russians. We have no evidence of it, and we have a special prosecutor.
Well, I think we need to take a bipartisan approach to all of this,
right,
Tara.
And do nothing.
A bipartisan approach.
You're right. Live out here at Radiothon for GHS Children's Hospital. We're asking for your donations as we do once every year. You can text GHS to 51555. This hour, we're asking for your donations for sign-in iPads that make it easier for parents to keep up with what's going on with children's medication and allow them to include any symptoms their child is feeling. This keeps them in constant contact with their doctors and the nurses who are treating their child. I mean, these are some of the extras that aren't covered by insurance and that we ask for miracle makers to bridge the gap. Vince and Vince Coakley is out here live with me. Only $15 a month, you can become a miracle maker or a one-time donation of $180.
And what we're looking for right now is we'd love to be able to participate by providing more of these iPads for these parents. We want to provide 13 of them. They're $500 each. And I put out the idea a little while ago, and I don't have any doubt that there are people who have the means right now. Maybe you're not only a business person, maybe you're just an individual. You're making some pretty good money, and you're thinking, I want to do something special today. I want to make a contribution that'll really make a difference. Maybe you can write that check for $500 to buy one of these iPads. You can single-handedly do that. I'd love for you to make that call right now. 877-719-5437 is the phone number. Or you can text GHS to 51555. And we would absolutely appreciate your contribution.
Yes, we would. On another subject, Vince, we're both from Charlotte. And I don't know if you remember, you know, back in the days before the internet, which we shouldn't date
back
ourselves.
Back in the Stone Age, right?
Stone Age, yes, which we're both from. There was a lawsuit in Charlotte because in order to, you know, if you had a publication you were putting out and you couldn't get your, you know, newspaper in the box, like in the box row, I mean, forget it. How were you going to reach your audience? You weren't. And so the city ended up settling the lawsuit. They had to accommodate everybody. They had to allow everybody on the city street. If there was one box, all the boxes had to go. It didn't matter. We had the Q Notes. We had the, you know, the gay publication, the conservative publication, Charlotte Observer. We had it all. They were all right there in the box, right? Well, suppose today, instead of having to sue the city to get your box, well, you don't have your box out there. You can't distribute. Good luck. You might as well close your doors. Suppose you've got a private entity that gets to decide. Oh, you know what? We don't like you. You can't put your box. Well, that's where we are today with Facebook, Spotify, Apple blocking Alex Jones. We have private people now control of that street. Technology is very different. And so, you know, are you going to be forced to go out of business if they don't like you? You know, no. You still have your business license. You can still, you know, produce your content. But is anybody going to see it? No. And watching what happened with Alex Jones this weekend, to me, Vince, was absolutely terrifying because this is the precursor. This is where they put the frog in the water and they turn the heat up just a little. They're working their way up to booting Breitbart and Daily Caller off of these social media platforms that are everything now. I mean, this is not just First Amendment. This is a business.
Yeah, you know, it's really interesting. It reminds me of the conversation that we've had about guns as well. because you don't have to pass a constitutional amendment to get rid of the Second Amendment. All you have to do is go after this corporately.
Yeah.
And this is what they figured out.
Yeah.
Okay, let's try to get the banks to stop providing funding for these companies that are involved in the arms business. Let's pull the plug on them. And this is the same kind of thing. And I think there's a challenge in here for us, Tara, and that is for us, those of us who don't subscribe to the ideas of the left, we need to come up with some of these ideas ourselves and take ownership. We need to provide an alternative to Facebook, honestly, an alternative to Twitter. And
yeah, but you know what? We're going to be, by the time we get that up and running, we'll be living in an authoritarian regime.
Let me go further.
Hold on, and here's the other problem. The access to this alternative, what would you have to go through to get to whatever the platform is?
Yeah.
Google, guess what they do? They throttle down websites. Google has the control here, too. And they had great, U.S. News and World Report article on this, too, how they direct traffic and divert traffic away from those sites. So, again, even if you were to do this, you would never be allowed a playing field to go head-to-head with Google because guess what? They control the playing field.
Oh, yes. I don't doubt that at all. And part of what I'm just trying to put the seed thought of, can we get ahead of this? Because, I mean, at one time, I don't care who you are, if you've run a business or you've had, I think of a few days ago, I saw a story about Blockbuster, mm-hmm. and they had an opportunity at one time to buy Netflix.
Oh,
you know?
Man.
You know,
yeah.
Can you imagine what they're thinking now? You know, that at one time, Blockbuster was a thing. Now they're in the, in the dustbin of history. And I dare to believe, Tara, at some point, Google is, there's going to be something that's going to transcend that. And I think for us conservative minds, we've got to be thinking ahead. What can we do to be on the leading edge of what comes next?
I agree. But for the time being, here's how I look at it. If you and I libel somebody today on this show, our station is going to be sued into oblivion. We might have to pay for a multi-million dollar judgment. You know, we just make something up about one of the nice nurses walking by here at GHS, right? We'll be sued, and we should be sued. Why? Because we're not a neutral platform. We are a conservative talk station, right? So we don't have protection from libel, from defamation, from lawsuits that could cost us millions of dollars. And we have to do what? Corporate training every year to make sure we don't do that, right? Well, Facebook and Spotify and Apple have protection from that because they are neutral platforms. That's it. And Ted Cruz brilliantly lays this out. He says, listen, there's a federal law that we created to allow them to exist. They're neutral platforms. So if you say something terrible about your neighbor on Facebook, right, they can't sue Facebook for libel. They can sue you for what you wrote, but they can't sue Facebook. Facebook has that protection, and they get that because they are a neutral platform. They take no position. Well, Facebook ain't a neutral platform anymore after this weekend. And so guess what? It is unfair to us here at WORD that they can't be sued, and we can. That is putting a kibosh on our business ability. It is absolutely unfair. And if they want to renege on being a neutral platform and take a position now, which they're doing with what they're doing to Alex Jones, what they're doing when they throttle my site, which I've documented on the show how it's throttled and been throttled since about January of this year, then you know what? They need to give up their libel and defamation protection. And Ted Cruz is absolutely right. We don't need regulators. We need Congress to step up and say, okay, fine, you're done. You can be sued for defamation libel. They won't last a week. They'll go broke being sued because they're cash cows. If we can be sued, they should be sued. They don't get to have it both ways. We don't get to have it both ways. They don't want to be neutral anymore. Fine. Sue them. Let them be sued. And it's that simple. And so, again, when you have our Republican leadership standing by and not doing anything, because, come on, they like
Republican what?
Yeah. Sorry. Leadership is probably not the right descriptive term, is it? What would you call it? Well, we can't say that word on the air. We'll lose our station license. Well, okay. So, yeah. But you have the Republican leadership. And once again, don't get mad at Facebook. Get mad at them. There is a simple fix for this.
Yes, there is.
All you need is a strongly worded letter. We're going to revoke your neutrality. You're done. And you will see them straighten up real fast. But you know what? They won't do it.
They don't care. There's no money in it.
No. Not only like their base throttled and silenced. You think they want us telling people how they vote? You think they want Breitbart telling people how they vote? Oh, heck no. How are you going to get reelected? They're all in it together, I tell you. They're all in it together. And we're asking for your donations this year. One of the cool places that your money goes is Camp Buddy. It's a pediatric camp specifically for type 1 diabetes patients who are children. And, you know, parents can send their kids to camp without fear. I just went to camp with Crash. It was a mommy and me camp. We had an absolute ball.
Cool.
There, Greenville Y. And I didn't realize, I've told Lee this, that when we went, I thought I just would be there, you know, brushing his teeth at night and putting his pajamas on, making sure he's playing.
Oh, no.
No, I didn't realize I was doing camp too.
Yes,
as a parent.
Are.
And what a ball I had to go to camp, you know? And we just take that for granted that we can do. I mean, we had such an amazing time that he asked me to make a photo book of the whole time we were there.
That's
and
awesome.
So I made him a photo book, and he keeps it in his, like, most special treasure place where he's hidden it so nobody will take it. Like, no one's going to take his photo book. But that's how special it is to him. You know what I mean?
That's cool.
Crash for you, though. That's my son. So, you know, when you have a child who struggles with type 1 diabetes, as the mom said, she said, listen, you know, they can't test at night when they're sleeping. You're afraid that you'll wake up and your child won't wake up. You know, because they can't test for low blood sugar. This is the kind of difference. This is not the kind of thing a hospital bill pays for. It's not the kind of thing your insurance pays for. But it's the kind of thing your donation pays for. And you can text GHS to 51555 and make a donation. Whatever you can give. I'm looking at a $25 donation from Morgan Parker. Thank you very much. $15 donation from Mark Livingston. And then we have others who've given $1,000 this morning. You know, and all of that helps us get to our goal. But we wanted you to hear from somebody who sees your donations at work. And Tammy Gladson is a nurse. My mom was a nurse. I have a special place in my heart for nurses. You're a nurse manager, actually, for the Center for Pediatric Medicine. Welcome to the show this morning. And I'm going to move this over so that we can hear you. Let's turn this up. There we go. And you see where some of these donations go and the difference they make. Tell us about that.
Yeah, sure. I am from the Center for Pediatric Medicine. This is actually the first year that we've really been particularly involved in the Radiothon. Mm-hmm. And but I have had a child actually in the hospitals myself. I haven't had type 1 diabetic.
Wow.
Child
okay.
too. She was diagnosed when she was 6 as
That's
well.
That's why you were nodding all through that.
Yes,
okay.
I was very much empathizing with that mom because everything she said is true. That is actually one reason I ended up coming into nursing. Nursing is a second profession for me.
Wow.
And a few years after my daughter was diagnosed, I decided that I needed to go and help. I needed to be able to do something to help these other kids. My daughter has done very well. She's 26 now and doing great. But we didn't get there by ourselves. We got there with the help of really good healthcare professionals and from the results of things like this that we're doing today, where people's money is going to help those children with camps and with special equipment that maybe their, like you said, their insurance doesn't cover, the hospital doesn't provide, but it's ways that other people's money, our community, the village, if you give me that, can help support those kids. At CPM, we're the primary care pediatric residency program for Children's Hospital. Mm-hmm. And we provide primary care, so well visits as well as sick visits, for a great part of the Greenville County Medicaid population. We serve children that are undercovered or covered by Medicaid. We have 3 primary care facilities. We have 1 primary care complex medical facility, which is the Ferlato Center, which you guys will hear from later, I think. And then we also have the Pediatric Infusion Center. The money that people donate today through the Radiothon comes to the inpatient children's hospital, but it also helps the kids in outpatient. So we have a lot of kids who may not be sick enough to be in the hospital, but they're coming to us for their well visits. They're coming to us for that earache that, you know, they can't get to go away. And the different things that kids come down with every day, right? So the items that the Radiothon helps provide for us are things that we would not normally be able to provide with our budgeted money, but things that we can then make those kids' lives easier, or their experience in our office more efficient. You know, you don't want to have a screaming kid for an hour waiting on a doctor, right?
Yeah,
exactly. So the we specifically, CPM has asked for iPads to allow us to be able to do screenings using that time that the parent is in the waiting room or waiting in the exam room, let them answer the questions that are on these screeners. And these screeners are not just a checklist, but they are they're questions that help the doctors figure out what that child's needs might be, so that when the doctor comes in, they know what they need to talk to the parent about before they even get in there. It makes the better use of the time.
And that's one of the things that we're seeking to do, especially in this hour. We're trying to raise enough to be able to purchase 13 of those iPads. We need your call right now, 877-719-5437. You can also text GHS to 51555. We're looking for Miracle Makers, a level of $15 a month, 50 cents a day, or one-time contribution donation of $180. So that means, two and a half of you contributing to be able to buy one of these iPads. But we dare to believe that there are some of you who have the means, whether as a business or an individual, you might be able to buy one you might be able to buy two iPads and provide those for the folks here at GHS Children's Hospital.
And we are live out here at the 11th Annual Radiothon for GHS Children's Hospital, where we are breaking fundraising records with WORD leading the charge, as we do most years. The most generous donors in all the upstate are WORD donors.
And we appreciate every single one
Absolutely.
Of you making that call to 877-719-5437, texting in as well, GHS to 51555. We're looking for Miracle Makers, $15 a month. 50 cents a day, a one-time donation of $180 this hour. We're looking for you to help us purchase 13 iPads, $500 each. We're having a conversation with the nurse manager, the Center for Pediatric Medicine. Her name is Tammy Glebson. We've been talking here, and before the break, I was asking you this question about, in a practical way, how these iPads work. You were describing a little bit earlier, but give us a sense of how important that is in the job that you do.
Great. Thanks for that. So the intent of the iPads is to help the doctors identify developmental issues, food insecurities, home concerns, safety issues, and that kind of thing. We would, as far as the process goes, the iPads would actually be used. Those questionnaires that identify those issues would be loaded onto the iPads. The iPads would then be given or used for by the parents, I'm sorry, to answer those questions. And then through electronic means, which is really cool, those questions then show up, or the answers to those questions show up on the doctor's side in the EMR, in the electronic medical record that the doctor is using for the charting. The doctor is then able to evaluate the answers to those questions and determine what needs that patient has before they even walk in the door. So in one sense, it allows us to use the time that we have face-to-face with the patient more efficiently.
Can maximize that.
Exactly, yes. Because we have the answers to the questions we need before they even see them. Mm. So when the doctor walks in the room, they say, hey, I've reviewed your screener, and I see that you have concerns about this and this and this, and you have concerns maybe that your child isn't speaking early enough, or that their walking is not normal, or that they can't count yet and your other child did, or, you know, different things like that. And without having to go through all of those questions face-to-face and use most of the exam time asking questions, they can walk in knowing what those issues are and say, hey, these are the things that we can do to help your child. And that's really the idea behind it.
It's wonderful. So.
And again, I want to thank you, Tammy Gladson. She is a nurse here, nurse manager, actually at the Center for Pediatric Medicine, for stopping by and
your
story.
Thank you for doing what you're doing today. This is awesome.
Absolutely. We love being able to do this. And Vince, just kind of to wrap up the show today, Vince is going to be carrying you through the next 2 hours. One of the things that touches me the most today has been hearing from Isaiah, who had diagnosed with cancer at 10. And great looking young man too, man. He must have the girls just knocking down his door. I tell you what. And he, you know, he's 16 now. He's at Riverside High. He's clear of cancer. He's on the track team and the football team. And he's terrifying his mom. He's got his license. Yet he comes back here every year to do the interview with me to talk about what a difference this special place made to him. And I asked him, you know, why do you do that? He said, for the kids I knew who can't.
Oh, that's cool.
Tears me up. Man. So for those kids, for all those kids, text GHS to 51555. Help us out. You can go to the station website as well. Thank you.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.